Thank you. It is a great pleasure and privilege to be here today. And in the light of the wonderful introduction which has already been provided, I don't think I should do very much more than make a few comments and then introduce our speakers. Details of our speakers are available in your program. So the term civilization is a complex, far-reaching, ambiguous, and essentially contested term. Of course, entire libraries have been written on this topic. To simplify somewhat, it is a term that has been used to denote that which is good, virtuous, those qualities associated with polite behavior in a properly constituted and sophisticated society. It is also a term used to signify uniqueness and superiority. For centuries now, societies in all parts of the world have understood themselves to be unique, and not merely unique, but superior. Civilization, then, is a term that might be used for purposes of domination and exclusion. How are we, then, to understand the different facets of civilization? And given the topic of our three-day event, what is the relationship between civilization and the nation state? Already we've heard some wonderfully stimulating and provocative presentations about the nation state and about empire. Can there be a universal civilization? What would the content, what elements would constitute such a universal civilization? These are some of the themes or questions that arise. And in tonight's presentations, we hope to provide you with a glimpse of the different characteristics of the term and how it relates to the different themes we will be exploring. An introduction has already been given to the different presentations that will be provided. Brigitta Kuster's presentation explores a twist in the practice and cultural appropriation of civilization and its counterpart, savagery. The contribution leads back to the French Empire of the late 19th and early 20th century, and she focuses on two exemplary laws. Kuster makes the argument of the simultaneity of race and nation, or the co-articulation of race with the modern nation state. David Scott will discuss a key document of the United Nations General Assembly. This is General Assembly Resolution 1514, which is a powerful and crucial step in the whole process of decolonization. And Christian Niempeta, whose powerful installations surround us, seeks in his work to present these abstract concepts by focusing on the human and the intimate scale, one that challenges us to think of our own identities and how they are constituted, and how we can think of alternative identities and futures. So with that, may I now invite Brigitta to give her presentation. Thank you.